Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws bowling team of May 4, 2023 by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Saturday is tournament day. Here are some reminders for everyone. If you have information that you'd like shared, please let me know as early as possible. You can reach me at 919-389-5596, my cell phone, or at my email address, outlawtaxi@gmail.com. I do notes periodically throughout the summer as we have items of interest to the community. Please like us on Facebook. The Raleigh Outlaws has a Facebook page, and liking us is the quickest way to get updated announcements. Go to Facebook and search for the Raleigh Outlaws Bowling League and then like the page. Saturday, May 6, is the Outlaw Invitational Tournament. We will start registration at 9 a.m. and opening ceremonies will be at 9:30. Please try to be on time so that we can finish in a reasonable time frame and take a lunch break. Raleigh always has had road construction, but it is particularly bad around Wade Avenue and the Beltline right now. We suggest those of you coming from the west get off at I-540 and come around to Capitol Boulevard. Get off on Capitol Boulevard and go south to Oak Forest Drive and then make a right. We look forward to seeing everyone Saturday. Here's some ABBA tournament information, the national tournament. The van deposit is due no later than next week, May 13, if you are riding the van to the national tournament. The cost to ride the van will be $150 per person. We need a non-refundable deposit of $75 next week, with the rest of due upon departure. We will leave on Wednesday morning, May 24, and return on Monday, May 29. Sharon B. will be collecting the $10 for our annual end-of-the-season dinner Saturday during the tournament. Dinner will be held on Saturday, May 13, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh. The meal will be catered. Please see Sharon B. and pay your $10 so that we can get an accurate count for how much food we need. There will be no tickets at the door. Here are some job openings. LC Industries has these following items for you to consider. General Assembler, locations in Daytona, Florida and Durham, North Carolina. Assembles metal or plastic parts, partially or completely, working at a bench or on a production floor by performing the following duties. Sewing machine operator, Durham, North Carolina and Daytona Beach, Florida. Operate various sewing machines to perform a sewing task as assigned. Examples of sewing machines include a serger, a single needle, a double needle, and a Bart attacker. Mattress assembler, Durham, North Carolina. Perform four major functions, including mattress renovation, mattress assembly, packing mattresses, and making neoprene mattresses. Shipping clerk and receiving clerk. Responsible for shipping and receiving products to customers utilizing the online carrier shipping systems. Entering computer data, verifying inventory, writing bills of lading, and scheduling trucks for pickup and delivery. Please contact Audra Harris at 919-596-8277, extension 2109. Or you can click on the link in your email copy of this newsletter in order to apply. Valuable training. CPR training has been scheduled for June 17 on the GMS campus in the dining hall. First session at 10 a.m., then lunch at 12, and then a second session at 1. Each session is limited to a maximum of 12 individuals, and registration is $10. People who are interested in this training should contact Ricky Scott, telephone number 919-673-8300. Well, there are many attractions in the area near the ABBA National Tournament site, and here is a list of those places and attractions in the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area that some of the members have gone to in the past. Most of us used Uber, which was very reasonable at about $25 or less for four people to ride. Turfway Park Racing and Gaming, 7500 Turfway Road, Florence, Kentucky, 41042. Phone number 859-371-0200. Then we have Second Sights Spirits Distillery and Lounge. They're located at 301 Elm Street in Ludlow, Kentucky, 41016, phone number 859-488-7866. Taste of Cincinnati. This event is held over Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through the 30th. It's going to be at downtown Cincinnati on 5th Street. It's the city's showcase of food and music and the region's annual kickoff to summer. In addition to 36-plus local restaurants and 18 food trucks, it features entertainment and attractions throughout the weekend. See the website www.tasteofcincinnati.com for more information. Newport on the Levee, located at 1 Levee Way, Newport, Kentucky, 41071. It's on the banks of the Ohio River. The Newport Aquarium, named one of the best aquariums in the United States. Phone number 810-406-3474. BB Riverboats. Experience Cincinnati and the Ohio River on a day or an evening cruise aboard a riverboat. Phone number 800-261-8586, or you can go to their website www.bbriverboats.com. The National Underground Railroad Freedom Center, located at 50 East Freedom Way, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202. Phone number 513-333-7500. Website www.freedomcenter.org. Creation Museum and Ark Encounter at 1 Ark Encounter Drive, Williamstown, Kentucky. Website www.arkencounter.com. The Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, at 777 Hollywood Boulevard, Lawrenceburg, Indiana, 47025. Website www.hollywoodindiana.com. Also recommended by the Cincinnati League was a couple of chili restaurants that they are known for, Gold Star Chili and Skyline Chili. As you can see, there will be plenty of things to do when you are not bowling. The tournament committee is planning on having a hospitality room at the hotel on Friday and Saturday night. I will let you know more about this when I send out the information for the tournament or in the information letter itself. Looking forward to another great tournament and hope to see you all there. This from Sandy McDaniel, ABBA Tournament Director. Email address sandymcdan01@yahoo.com or by telephone 386-576-6413. Salutations, GMSAA family and friends. We are pleased to announce some of the annual 2023 convention details. The event will be held on August the 11th through 13th of this year. We will be staying at the Homewood Suites at 5400 Homewood Banks Drive in Raleigh. The zip code 27612. Room rates are $115 per night for a king suite, $125 a night for a double bed suite. All rooms are plus 13.25% tax. Please call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131 and ask for the GMSAA block. The hotel does not offer shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train or bus station. The last day to book your room is July 20th. We are bringing the Talent Showcase back for the 2023 After Luncheon event. Anyone that would like to participate in the Talent Showcase should contact Mr. George Littlejohn. Now, he can be reached at 816-825-0303 no later than 10 p.m. Or you could send George an email at sweetbaby1964, that's S-U-I-T-E-B-A-B-Y, 1964@gmail.com. For further and final convention details are to be announced in the coming months. And we're looking forward to seeing you in August. This from the GMSAA Convention Committee. And here is their registration form for this event. It asks for your first name, last name, address, phone number, and email address. And then to check off which one of the following apply to you. First one, I am paying my annual membership dues of $20. Second one, I am an annual member and plan to attend the convention at a cost of $60. Number three, I am a guest who will attend the convention at a cost of $85. Or I am a paid lifetime member and will be attending the convention. The cost for that is $50. You can mail the information and your money to GMSAAI PO Box 61434, Raleigh, North Carolina 27661. Or you can use PayPal by going to gmsaai.org. They know here as well that the lifetime membership is currently $300, and membership rates are subject to change. Annual membership dues are currently $20. There's more from Governor Moorhead alumni, and this is about membership. Because we have found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and moved and changed home addresses, the GMSAAI is asking each member to fill out a new application in order to update their contact information. Please email the following information to Lawrence Carter, Membership Chair. And Lawrence's email address is yallowdog@bellsouth.net. Yes, I said yallowdog, yallowdog, @bellsouth.net. Lawrence would like you to list your name, your address, your home phone, work phone, and cell phone, and an email address. Also, he would like you to tell them about yourself. Are you a former student, year or years attended, a former employee, year or years employed, an interested party? What is the source of your interest? If you would like to pay your dues when you send this information in, you can do so. Please make a check or money order payable for $20 to GMSAAI and mail it to GMSAA, Inc., INC, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC 27661. The James Benton Achievement Award Scholarship will award four $1,000 scholarships to students with a disability that is recognized by the ADA. Participants must be residents of the city of Raleigh and must be enrolled in or have been accepted to an accredited undergraduate, post-secondary school, college, trade school, or other institution of higher learning. The selection of scholarship recipients shall be based upon academic performance, financial need, character, school, and community activities, honors or awards, and the ability to express oneself in written form, plus personal motivation and or leadership potential. Ready to apply? Well, you can submit your application online by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Please submit your application no later than Wednesday, May 31 at 5 p.m. Questions can be directed to the staff liaison, Demetrius Edwards, at the following email address, demetrius.edwards@raleighnc.gov. That's Demetrius, Demetrius, Edwards, @raleighnc.gov. The Raleigh Audio Dart League tournament has been scheduled. Here's the time and date, Saturday, June the 10th, 2023, from 9 a.m. to around 4 o'clock p.m. Depends if you're still throwing or not, I guess. The location will be at the Emmanuel Baptist Church Fellowship Hall, 2100 Noble Road in Raleigh, North Carolina, 27608. Registration and entry fees, $60 for three games, $50 for two games, $25 for one game. There's early registration, and all participants who register on or before June 3rd, 2023, will be automatically entered into a drawing for a $50 Visa gift card. The drawing will be held on the day of the tournament. You must be present in order to win. There are payment options, registration / entry fees, and lunch payments can be made via Cash App, PayPal, or in person, cash only. Please submit all in-person payments to John or Alicia Ingram or Julius Artis. Here's your Cash App information. The account holder, Alicia Ingram. Cash tag name, $RADLNC. Telephone number, 323-839-3530. PayPal information. Account holder, Alicia Ingram. Organization name, Raleo Audio Dart League. Email address, radlnc301@gmail.com. Here's the game schedule. Game 1, 301 countdown, individual 9 rounds, double elimination. Game 2, I gotcha, individual 12 rounds. And game 3, 301 countdown, random pairs, 8 rounds, double elimination. Partners for Game 3 will be selected in a random drawing. There's cash prizes, and here are the payouts to the game winners. Game 1, 301 countdown individual, first prize $75. Second prize $50, third prize $25, and the highest ton, $25. Game 2, I gotcha, individual, first prize $75. Second prize $50, third prize $25, and the highest ton $25. Game 3, 301 countdown pairs. First prize $150, second prize $100, third prize $50, and the highest ton $25. That kind of says to me, if you play your cards right, you could win a $50 Visa gift card. And you could get all of your fees paid out of your prize winnings. Okay, moving on. Lunch sale fundraiser. The cost is $8 per lunch. And it will consist of one hamburger or cheeseburger, a choice of beef or turkey patty, one bag of chips, and that'll be a choice of Frito-Lay products, one cookie, choice of chocolate chip or oatmeal, one drink, a choice of soda, Gatorade, or water. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact a member of the RADL leadership team for information. And here is that team. The president is John Ingram, 919-227-6428. The secretary treasurer, Alicia Ingram, 323-839-3530. And the vice president, Julius Artis, 919-449-4645. And how about the following? Recipes that will bowl you over. We're going to have dessert items now, snack items, however you want to call it. They're goody goods. Maybe not the best thing for you calorically, but then who cares about that, right? I don't. First up, coconut chewies. Your ingredients, 1/2 cup of butter, 2 cups of brown sugar, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, 1 1/2 cups of flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, and 1 1/2 cups of shredded sweetened coconut. Well, you're going to have to prepare this thing in some way. So here's what we'll do. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. And then grease an 8x8 baking dish. Add butter to a large saucepan over medium-high heat. Once the butter begins to boil, continuously swirl the pan to prevent burning. Continue until the butter darkens to an amber color, and then remove it from the heat. Add the brown sugar to the warm butter and stir fully until integrated. Mix in with eggs and vanilla. Add the flour, baking powder, and salt to the wet ingredients. Stir until combined. Fold the coconut into the batter and then transfer to the prepared baking dish. Bake for 40 to 45 minutes, covering with foil for the last 10 minutes. Then let the bars fully cool before slicing. So now we move on to coconut cookies. This is a coconut day, huh? I think there was a movie, Coconuts, by the Marx Brothers. Anyway, coconut cookies, your ingredients. 1 cup of butter, room temperature. 1 cup of light brown sugar. 1 cup of granulated sugar. 2 large eggs. 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt. 1 teaspoon of baking soda. 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour. And 2.5 cups of sweetened flaked coconut. What are we going to do with it? Well, let's start off by heating the oven. Preheat it to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper and set it aside. In the bowl of your stand mixer fitted with the paddle attachment, mix the butter, light brown sugar, and granulated sugar for 2 minutes on medium speed. Add in the eggs, vanilla, salt, and baking soda, and mix until smooth. Scraping the sides and bottom of the bowl is necessary. Turn the mixer to low and add in the flour, mixing until just combined, and then add in the coconut, mixing until incorporated. Using a medium 2 tablespoon cookie scoop, drop dough onto the prepared baking sheet 2 inches apart. Bake for 9 to 10 minutes until the cookies are lightly golden at the edge. Allow the cookies to cool on a baking sheet, the baking sheet, I should say, for 3 to 4 minutes, and then transfer them to a wire rack to cool completely. Not enough coconut? We've got one more. This one is coconut chocolate toffee bars. Ooh. Ingredients for the crust. 1 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour. 1 cup of old-fashioned oatmeal. 2 cups of flaked coconut. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 3/4 cup brown sugar. 1 cup of butter, softened, 1 egg, lightly beaten, and 12 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate chips. For the filling, you'll need 14 ounces of sweetened condensed milk, 1/4 cup of Karo light corn syrup, and 8 ounces of toffee bits. Begin by preheating your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. For the crust, mix the flour, coconut, brown sugar, and oats in a large bowl with an electric mixer. Continue to mix until you have a crumbly dough. Continue to mix well with the egg. Add the chocolate chips and stir. 1 1/2 cups of the dough can be reserved for topping. The rest of the dough should be pressed into the bottom of a 13-by-9-inch baking dish and bake that for 10 minutes. For your filling, mix corn syrup and sweet condensed milk in a small bowl. Spread evenly on the hot crust. Sprinkle with toffee pieces. And then sprinkle evenly with the reserved crust mixture. Bake that for 25 to 30 minutes or until it's golden brown. Let it cool and then cut it into bars. And that leaves us, unfortunately, with just one thing, and that's the balance of the season schedule. There are 3 things on it for the month of May. May 6, Outlaw Invitational. May 13, End of Season Dinner. And May 24 through May 29, the ABBA National Tournament, Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, I'm Dick Hayden, and so long until next time.